Hi, welcome back to my podcast. This is Lena Vega, and today I want to talk about relationships and something I strongly believe in, which is the fact of meeting people, getting to know people in our lives is not an accident. And that's what I want to talk about. But I want to focus on, you know, meeting the boyfriends or girlfriends that you have met along the way. And I was listening to a psychologist talk about this kind of, you know, relationships that sometimes we, you know, get involved with, and the guys we date. And I think that I agree with this psychologist when he said that it's not an accident when we meet a person that we loved for a period of time who happened to be our boyfriend. And I have to say at this point in my life that I have actually learned very, very significant lessons from each one of the, you know, boyfriends that I've had. But I want to talk about one guy I dated for a year in particular, because I think that's one of the most important, one of the most precious lessons that I have learned in my life. As you may know, I am almost 42 years old, and I have thrived, you know, to find this kind of balance and structure in my life. But I think that all the episodes in my life and all the relationships that I've had have taught me a lot of things. And this guy who I dated for a year taught me something that I will always, you know, cherish and carry with me. I remember that one day when we were together, he said something that really got to my core. And he told me, literally, life is too short and life is your own party. You don't have to please anyone else but yourself. You gotta enjoy your life. You are not supposed to please your guests, because your life is your own party. And if you want to look like a girl, if you want to wear girls' clothes, ladies' clothes, if you want to wear makeup, go ahead. Do not deprive yourself from that opportunity, because life is too short. Your mother had her own life, and she made her own choices, and your dad as well. But this is your life, and go for it if that's what you want to be. And that's when it really hit me, because for my entire life, for almost 40 years, I had always, you know, I've always tried to please people. I was a people pleaser, and I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I was really concerned about not, you know, hurting my mother, especially. I was somehow preventing myself from not doing what my nature dictated me to do. You know, I think that I've told you on last episodes that I identify as a transgender woman. And when I was dating this guy, he taught me to really enjoy my femininity and my sexuality and to be who I've always wanted to be, no matter what. I think he gave me the confidence to be and look the way I've always felt I have been and I should have been. But because of sometimes the pressure we're exposed to and the discrimination sometimes we put ourselves, into our beloved ones, like our parents and relatives. And we get to think that perhaps we are not doing the right thing. Perhaps this is just a mistake. But this is my life. I am almost 42 years old. And if I'm lucky, I'll get perhaps 15 or 20 more years to live. Who knows? Even much less. So I didn't want to wait until I was invited to be who I really wanted to be. And that's why that boyfriend that I dated has a very special place in my heart because he was the only one who encouraged me to be who I really wanted to be. He really encouraged my femininity. He really motivated me to be and look the way I do look now. And it hasn't been easy, but now I feel a lot more confident. A lot more confident because he just gave me that kind of push that sometimes you need, and that's what I needed. And I have discovered that there are a lot of people who think like him, who are as open-minded as he is and as I am. And I am very grateful for that. And that's why I said at the beginning of this episode that we do not meet people by accident, because I think that each person that we meet along the way and we get to know along the way always, gets to teach us something significant, something relevant that we will always, always keep in our hearts. And he's one of them.